He's back to counting. All right, good to have you back here as we continue the conversation live from Dallas, Texas, CPAC 2022. We'll have a lot to go through in the next couple of days. Don't forget to join me on Real America's Voice, 2 to 4 Eastern time today for America's Voice Live. By the way, I do that every day. If you need more Gruber in your life, and God, who doesn't? Right? I mean, as for you, Sarge, if you need more Gruber in your life, and God, who doesn't, you can get another bonus 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday, on America's Voice. Look it up. Get the app on your phone or watch it on TV, a variety of places. You can figure it out. And you can join me there for America's Voice Live, which is a fun program for me to do because, again, they let me do whatever I want. And honestly, if they didn't, I'm a lousy employee, so you might as well just do that because I'm probably going to do what I want anyway. And say what I want and point out the things that I think are ridiculous and poke holes in your arguments that are indefensible and just say, look, that might be cute and all, and you might be able to sell that to your friends, but I'm a guy asking you serious questions. And if you want to have a good conversation where I'm going to challenge you, well, this is the place to be, and I do that every day on America's Voice as well. So that's my invitation to you. And I know some of you are just thrilled with the idea of more Gruber in your life because, God, why wouldn't you be, as we've covered that, right? Let's see here. So Donald Trump will be here, and we'll have a lot of other speakers. Matt Schlapp is going to join me here on the program here in just a few minutes. Thought he might come down a little bit early, but we'll see. If he does, we'll sit him down, we'll turn the mic up, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, Ron DeSantis says that there's a major announcement coming from the Florida governor. Very well liked. And in fact, clearly the front runner. If Donald Trump does not get into the race, Ron DeSantis is clearly the front runner for the Republicans at this point, heading towards 2024. But he says there is, put it this way, the office of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to make a, quote, major announcement. Haven't heard it yet, sometime today, a major announcement. Christina Peshaw is the governor's press secretary. Major announcement tomorrow morning from Governor Ron DeSantis, she tweeted. Prepare for the liberal media meltdown of the year. Everyone get some rest tonight. What is it about? I don't know. Some people immediately began speculating if the announcement could be involved with, is he going to run for president? I don't know. A major announcement. He usually tops the polls, that's for sure. He usually tops the polls, and so he, I don't know what this major announcement is from Governor DeSantis. We'll find out here shortly. Sitting down with me now, though, is Jack Brewer. Jack, good to see you.
Great to see you, Steve.
Jack Brewer, tell the folks a little bit about your story. You were a, if I'm not mistaken, you were a lifelong Democrat.
Yes, born and raised.
And somewhere along the line, the light went off. Things changed. Yeah, you were a professional football player, had a successful. I grew up in Grapevine, Texas, not far from here.
Have I
done my homework properly?
Yeah, you have. I'm impressed. I must say,
not bad.
I like it.
Yeah. So why did you say, you know what? Because I've got my brother-in-law, black man like yourself, grew up in Mississippi. He said, I think I was supposed to be a Democrat. He said, and I starts listening to the Republican debates. He goes, I'm not a Democrat. He has like this mind-blowing moment. He goes, I've been told my whole life I'm supposed to be a Democrat because black in America means you're a Democrat, but it's not true, is it?
It's not true at all. And I will always thank President Donald J. Trump for waking me up to politics and looking at it really from a different perspective and understanding the deep-rooted impact of a lot of the policies that happen in our country, you know, whether it's from criminal justice for education. You start looking at crime and you start looking at economic policy, taxes and regulations and all the things that are hurting the most underserved populations in our country.
Absolutely.
Usually those are policies from the left.
Well, why do you think Democrats, they feel entitled. If you're black or you're Hispanic, whatever, they think they're entitled to your vote, don't they?
They do, 100%, and it's ridiculous. And the words that come out their mouth, you know, it's a lot of ego. And unfortunately, the black leaders have poured into that, you know, because a lot of the black leaders, they start off doing the right thing, saying the right thing. They get elected in the office, and all of a sudden, they like the lifestyle. And everything becomes about getting reelected and raising money. And even in the issues that are affecting the people in their very communities, they're not doing anything to really stop or to help or to do policies that will hold people accountable. And so I think that's really the issue we have, is that the communities that are the worst situations in America are typically run by other folks that look just like the folks in that community, and they're doing nothing about it.
And they need victims to pad the bankroll, don't they? Exactly. They need victims, because that's how they make their money, is they sell victimhood. I'm not a victim. Are you a victim?
Not at all. Not even close. And living in this great country, if you claim to be a victim, then you should probably read more and travel more.
You know, that's exactly right. Mark Twain said, if you want to get rid of prejudice, you travel. Same thing is true as what you say. You've had the opportunity to travel. You're spreading this message. Now, I'm seeing that, obviously, in Texas, we saw Myra Flores win Texas 34, first time in, what, 150 years, the Republicans held that seat. It seems to me that the people that the Democrats think they're entitled to, be it Hispanic voters, black voters, whatever it may be, are like, wait a second, what are you really doing for me? What are you willing to do to help out my situation or make it possible for me to raise my family, protect my kids, and all these things? And they're leaving in big numbers, aren't they?
Huge numbers. I think you have seen this administration has gone so far left. The media has gone so far left that people with common sense now are waking up. And when you continue to see, you know, folks in your neighborhood shooting at each other, when you continue to see and notice that the kids around your own communities can't read and can't do math at their proficient level, you start to get really concerned. When people start coming to your doorstep, and all of a sudden every house has to have a door camera, and you got to watch everywhere you go, and your community starts to feel unsafe, people realize that maybe those happy-go-lucky policies that the left has been peddling to folks aren't working, and lawlessness will never prevail. And so when that whole defund the police efforts, they're all feeling the pain now of those decisions. And I think you're going to see a red wave come across this country like we've never seen before.
Jack, I think you're right. Jack Brewer here with me. You have a foundation. Real quickly, tell the folks about it.
The Jack Brewer Foundation, we work in communities across the world, really. But here at home, we are attacking the fatherlessness crisis. We have after-school programs. We have a prison ministry that goes around the nation trying to empower those in prison and put them back in our communities and make them whole again. And
give them a fighting chance.
Give them a chance and put them to work. You know, we have a workforce deficit in our nation in the millions.
We do.
And we have an incredible workforce with the men and women we put behind bars that we've paid our taxpayer dollars to rehabilitate. Let's get them back in the workforce.
What I hear from you, Jack, is we can do better if we put America first. Thank you for
Amen.
Being here.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Greatly appreciated. Jack Brewer, everybody, look up his foundation, learn more, and do better. This is the Steve Gerber Show, back with Matt Schlapp after this.
Thank you.
And it's still a good man.
Tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. thegrindscore.com. I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Michigan.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.